Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. On the free Odyssey app, on your local affiliate, on SiriusXM channel 158, and a smart speaker if you got it. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network and boom, the show pops right on up. Everybody's show pops right on up here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll be rolling with you for three more hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every day, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey in New York City. And we talk some basketball. We talk some football. In a couple of seconds, I'm going to remind you of some golf. And then how about this? In about 20 minutes from now, Michael Grady, Wolves television play-by-play man, is going to join us in 20 minutes. And then next hour, for the team that advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals by knocking off the Knicks, Pacers television analyst, former player Eddie Gill, joining us in about an hour and 20 minutes. So go ahead and lock in. We'll talk to them. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I am online. I'm on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. Yep, at JR Sport Brief. All over the place. We talked about the Minnesota Timberwolves advancing, the champion Nuggets losing. Got into the Indiana Pacers moving forward. Talked about Tyrese Halliburton and his Reggie Miller shirt. Speaking of Indiana, Caitlin Clark is about to play her fourth WNBA game, this time at home against the Connecticut Sun. See how she does. Not too shabby of a start here. You know, slowly but surely trying to put things together, still turning the ball over. Some of these turnovers are not her fault. And her game is on ESPN. There you have it. No NBA tonight. Conference finals start tomorrow between the Celtics and the Pacers. The following day, Wednesday night, you get the Western Conference between Dallas and the Minnesota Timberwolves. So you got to wait a little while, just a little while. And then right before we went to break, we talked about a couple of guys who, one guy showed up to work and the other guy didn't. Tua Tagovailoa looking for a new contract. He went to work for the Miami Dolphins. And then you can look at someone like Justin Jefferson with the Minnesota Vikings. He did not show up to work. He's looking for a new deal. And one of the wildest stories you will probably ever hear in your life, golfer Scottie Scheffler, he showed up to work on Friday despite being arrested. Sat at around, you know, third place until we moved into the weekend. And then Scottie Scheffler started to hit the skids. He finished tied for eighth. 13 holes below, but that was not good enough. And after all the ha-ha-hee-hees and the jokes about the prison sandwich or the jail sandwich and watching himself behind bars following his arrest on Friday morning, Scottie Scheffler, he had a bad weekend at work. He said, yeah, the last two rounds of the tournament, I sucked. Listen to CBS Sports.
I think I was still fairly tired. I think this morning when I woke up, I still felt, you know, a bit off, but I came out here, and like I said yesterday, I was coming out here to try to play a good round of golf, and today, you know, I'm really proud of how I fought, especially after the tough start. I had, I bogeyed the first. I missed a short birdie putt there on the second, and took me a little while to get going, but, you know, I had a nice back nine to kind of, you know, make the week at least a little bit decent with the finish. You know, that's obviously not what I was hoping for going into the week, but overall, you know, I'm proud of how I fought this week, and, excited to get home and get ready for next week.
Okay. Xander Chavalet walked away with his championship here. And I guess we got to wait until the U.S. Open next month to see if Scottie Scheffler is going to get arrested that one. Hickey, I think he'll get off scot-free that time, right? Nothing happening?
Yeah, I'm going to say so.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, his arraignment, if you should be interested, it's been pushed to June. So he has to wait a little while. Anyway, maybe all that prison stretching didn't work out for him. He'll be okay. I have a feeling he'll be okay. Speaking of being okay, you know, I talked about the Pacers. I don't want to say I feel bad for the New York Knicks. This was a disappointing end to a season where the Knicks actually injected life in Madison Square Garden. Madison Square Garden hasn't lived. It hasn't felt that way. This way, even though the game just ended, a game 7 at the hand of the Pacers, 130-109, the Garden hasn't been that electric since, I want to say, 1999, the lockout year, when the Knicks went to the finals. Okay, we're talking Allen Houston layups bouncing off of glass and rim and Larry Johnson threes. Knicks haven't been this exciting since they took on the Spurs in the finals. That's a long, long time ago. And so now you got a Jalen Brunson here, leading the way for the New York Knicks, playing like a superstar, breaks his hand, busts up his foot. Julius Randle has a crap shoulder. Mitchell Robinson has a bum ankle. Bogdanovich, they trade for him. This man breaks his foot. OG Anunoby, perennially hurt. Is it my shoulder? Is it my hamstring? You can't make the injuries up. And so if the New York Knicks were healthy, and this is what you could say for a lot of teams, most years, if we were healthy, we'd have a shot. They weren't. They lost. But just to think about what they could be, it's tantalizing. It's exciting. You say to yourself, man, the New York Knicks could play with anybody if they were healthy. Unfortunately, the Knicks, they never saw it. They never did. And so Jalen Brunson, following the loss yesterday where he broke his hand in the third, pretty much ending this season, Jalen Brunson said, no, this was not a success. We ain't win no title.
No. Did we win a championship? Did we get close? So, no. That's my mindset. That's just how it is.
Yeah, and that's fine to be his mindset. As an organizational mindset, they went in the right direction. I mean, we all remember Giannis Antetokounmpo having to explain what a failure is. And this is not a failure. And every season is a failure. You can't win every year. We've gone through that. And I can't say this Knicks season was a failure, right? Was the Knicks' goal to win the championship? I think not. I think they were a team moving in that direction. And I think they did an excellent job helping their cause, moving in R.J. Barrett, reluctantly moving an Emmanuel quickly. I think they were able to add some pieces that bettered the entire team and allowed Jalen Brunson to just be the main guy going out there and getting the buckets and getting the points. And despite Jalen Brunson saying that this season was not a success, he was just as short about what the future looks like. Listen,
I think we're making positive strides. We just need to make more.
There you have it. Well, what about Coach Tibbs? People destroy Thibodeau for destroying his players, running them into the ground. Well, I mean, who did he run into the ground? Did Jalen Brunson break his hand because Tibbs ran his legs into the ground? I think not. Did he sprain his foot off of another guy's foot because Tibbs ran him into the ground? I don't think so. OG Anunoby has a history of injuries. Mitchell Robinson has a history of injuries. Julius Randle has been one of the most durable players in the NBA over the past several seasons. He fell on his shoulder. I mean, if people want to still destroy Thibodeau for running Luol Deng into the ground, then I guess you can give him a hard time. But Tom Thibodeau, he was asked if this season was successful or not. Listen to him.
The thing that you, as a coach, you always measure, okay, what does the group have, and are we getting everything out of the group? And the only thing you could ask for is everyone puts forth their best effort. And we got that all year from these guys.
Yeah, listen to him talk more about the effort. He was proud of it.
I thought guys gave everything they had, and that's all you could ask. And so it was a battle all year, and there was nothing left to give at the end.
There was nothing left to give. If there's one thing you could say about these New York Knicks, they played hard. My God, I remember watching the Knicks for years upon years upon years where you just knew these guys didn't care. They just showed up to cash a check. It was sad. Looking at guys, old veterans from other teams just showing up saying, oh, I'm a Knick. What the hell was Howard Eisley doing as a Knick? And Clarence Weatherspoon. Oh, my God. Dikembe. He's not feeling too well. But there's just so many weird people. And Dikembe Mutombo was a Knick at one point. What are we doing? These Knicks played hard, man. There's nothing better than watching a sports team that doesn't quit. Embodies the spirit of not giving up. And that's what these New York Knicks did. And so Jalen Brunson is on a discount, and Julius Randle is probably going to want an extension, and you got to pay OG Anunoby, and Hartenstein, who just played his ass off, is likely to get big money from somebody else unless he really, really wants to stay. This is a tough thing to say. It hasn't been said in a while. The New York Knicks, they gave their fans something to appreciate. Was this season a failure? Yeah, I guess every season's a failure if you don't win the championship. But for a New York Knicks organization that's been going nowhere, they're making positive strides. And for an organization, I think they're moving in the right direction, which is just weird enough to say by itself. Hickey, how you feeling about the Knickerbockers?
I'm with you. Like, it's obviously frustrating to lose a Game 7 on your home floor in the fashion that they did, just getting run out of their own building. But it's like when you take a step back and look at it, I mean, you mentioned earlier, I'm with you. Like, I think the Knicks win this series pretty comfortably if they're healthy. They weren't. It's the reality. But it almost in a way kind of reassures you going forward of if they can get OG Anunoby healthy. If they can get some of their role players healthy, like, you see how good this team is. You saw Jalen Brunson show he could be a guy you rely on to try to win a championship. And also, too, now going into the summer, like, you know, JR, like, the Knicks have always sold, like, oh, we're going to land this big star free agent, or this guy's going to want to come here. But there's never anything built for any sort of star, LeBron, etc., to want to come play for the Knicks. This is like the first summer where you can actually say the Knicks are like a destination where players would want to go play for.
Yeah, and this is what happens when you win. And I know people want to crap on Tibbs. Remember that player survey came out? It's just like, who's the coach you wouldn't want to play for? And it's Tom Thibodeau? This is what's important. The best player on the New York Knicks is Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson is in lockstep with Tom Thibodeau. And so, yeah, I think you're going to have guys that fall in line. And here's the reality. If you don't want to play hard, then don't go to the Knicks. Because I don't think Thibodeau wants you anyway. They don't want you. And so if you're going to run away, if you're going to hide, if you don't want to play hard, then just go elsewhere. Oh, how could I even forget Josh Hart? Abdominal injury. This man still balled out there and played 30-plus minutes. This is nuts. I'll take it. Congratulations to the New York Knicks. The players don't want to hear it. The organization doesn't want to hear it. The fans don't necessarily want to hear it. Anybody who's looking at this season as a failure is a loser. That's it. Like, you don't know what the hell you're looking at. Like, you must have fell off the side of a truck and hit your head, because the Knicks have been garbage. And they've been building this team, building this roster forever. at the beginning of the season, what do you have, amnesia? We had to go through months ago where it's just like, oh, well, R.J. Barrett this, and what do you do with R.J.? Well, now they don't need him. They don't need his points. They don't need his inconsistency, okay? You don't need Emmanuel Quickly spelling Brunson. You just need a veteran point guard to spell him if you need him. You don't need him. And they got better. And they have an opportunity to continue to get better, and that's all you want to do. Nobody wakes up and just snaps a finger and boom, championship contenders. It doesn't happen that way. The Knicks have something that they've built that can be somewhat sustainable for the next several years if they can just continue adding a piece here or there. Good for the Knicks. I can't remember the last time I said that. It was 25 years ago, okay? Name wasn't even in Carmelo's time. You can throw that out the window. Sorry, Carmelo. Maybe if Amari Stoudemire wasn't damaged goods by the time they brought him in, I wouldn't say such a thing. Sorry. My apologies. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll get to the other young team that lost, the Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll get to them. Unfortunately, they were too small and I guess too young to move on. But we'll get there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation with Michael Grady. This man does play-by-play for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And, I mean, that must be a good old job because Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, these guys are just comedy. Michael Grady on the other side to talk about this team that's going to the Western Conference Finals. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got people tuned in coast to coast. The sound you just heard is courtesy of the Wolves Radio Network. Unless you've been living under a rock the past 24 hours, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the young Timberwolves, just knocked off the defending champs to advance to the Western Conference Finals. To talk about the Wolves, what they've done, what's ahead of them, and just to get a different perspective, someone who sees them all the time, it's time to have a conversation with the play-by-play voice for the Timberwolves on television. It's Michael Grady. Michael, how are you?
I'm good. Good to be on with you.
Appreciate the time. A shock for a lot of people. Is this a shock to you to see what the Wolves have done?
No, it's not a shock to me. I mean, it's a it was surprising to see them go up 2-0 with the first two games being in Denver. That was probably the biggest surprise to me. Sweeping the Suns was maybe a surprise to a lot of folks, but the Timberwolves, you could tell very early on, figured out how they could work their advantages and break the will of the Phoenix Suns, even with the fact that they had a three-headed monster. So advancing to that point wasn't that big a surprise. Maybe a sweep, maybe, perhaps. But going up 2-0 surprised me. And then after going down 3-2 to the defending champions, I don't think a lot of folks had them winning the last two games, even though they were returning home for game six. But there's something about this team, after seeing them night in and night out, about how they perform with their back against the wall, how resilient this group is, what they've been able to persevere through, not just this season, but they're not the team they are this season without the trials and tribulations that they went through a season ago. And so you couple that with the fearlessness and the talent and the relentless approach that Anthony Edwards has on a night in and night out basis that fuels his teammates. It really doesn't surprise me that they've been able to get to this point. This really, to me, looked like a different team day one of training camp.
Wolves television announcer Michael Grady is joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You talk about Anthony Edwards. I met him years ago playing high school here in Georgia. Personality always shines bright. I think the country is finding out more and more about it every day. What doesn't the general public see about Anthony Edwards?
There's a lot that they don't see. I think, as you mentioned, there's a lot of folks getting introduced to Anthony Edwards, and I think to a lot of people, he may seem like a lot of folks may be wondering why they're being force-fed Anthony Edwards right now, if they feel that way. And for people who have been watching him, you understand that he is not in this position by accident. There are some players who are like a flash in the pan. They have a nice little run, and it feels like a nice little run. And so for a short period of time, people are like, okay, yeah, this is all nice. Bring me the big names that I'm used to seeing over the last decade. What is special about Anthony Edwards is that he puts in the work behind the scenes, and he's such a freak athlete to begin with. But the meticulous work that he puts in night in, night out, the film that he watches, the hours that he spends in the gym working on moves, counter to the counter moves. This is not a flash in the pan. This is a young man who's going to be around for a long time. And he talks his trash, and he goes out there and he backs it up. And what the thing that's unique about him is that people have called him a, you know, quote unquote killer in the same with the same DNA as a Michael Jordan or a Kobe Bryant. But what's special about Ant is that he has that mentality where he wants to crush you on the basketball court, you know, going against his idol, Kevin Durant, going toe-to-toe with him, talking trash while giving him buckets, doing the same thing in the series while battling, Jamal Murray. He is a feisty competitor and a killer out there on the basketball court.
Michael,
but the nicest human being and teammate. And that's something that Mike and Kobe didn't necessarily have at their peak. Their teammates feared those two guys, whereas Ant is this lovable guy who empowers his teammates in the locker room. And so from a teammate perspective, Mike eventually grew into that. Kobe eventually grew into that. But the type of teammate that we're seeing from Anthony Edwards has been truly impressive.
And Michael, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because we know since Anthony Edwards got onto the scene, the dynamic of the team has changed, especially with someone like Karl Anthony Towns. How has that dynamic kind of shifted since Anthony Edwards has been elevated more so offensively?
The coaching staff, they say this all the time. Nobody has been asked to sacrifice more with this team than Karl Anthony Towns. Karl Anthony Towns has been the center for this team for most of his stay here. They bring in Rudy Gobert. Now they need him to play power forward, and sometimes he's having to step out and guard on the perimeter. Just in this postseason alone, we've seen Karl Anthony Towns have to defend Kevin Durant in round one, and then Nikola Jokic during stretches here in round two. And so he has had to be adaptable on the court, and he has been gracious in seeing Anthony Edwards' ascent. And also having the mentality of, I'm still not going to take a back seat. You know, we all know that Anthony Edwards is the best player on the team. Like, anybody who has eyes can see that. But Anthony Edwards continues to give praise to Karl Anthony Towns, calling him the best offensive player on the team. They have a true friendship, a genuine friendship. And Carl, his ability to take a step back and understand what's best for the team, no matter what's being asked of him, has been a breath of fresh air. And again, I say he still has the mentality of not taking a back seat, because I say this all the time, you know, for everybody wants to say Batman and Robin, but if you're Karl Anthony Towns, you still have to go out there and battle as if you're Batman. And on a night where Anthony Edwards was 6-for-24 last night in game seven, Karl Anthony Towns stepped up in a big way, hitting shots. He didn't go out there with the mentality of I'm Robin. He was out there hooping like he was a Batman. And that when you have that type of combination, that gives you an opportunity to win a championship.
Wolves announcer from TV, Michael Grady, is joining us here on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show. Rudy Gobert just picked up his fourth Defensive Player of the Year award. He's tied all time, no more awards than anybody else. In your time with the Wolves, what have you learned about this man? Because he certainly has a reputation as a punching bag, even publicly by other players in the league. What about Rudy Gobert? Why does he get chastised so much, even from his own peers?
That's something that I would love to ask guys individually at some point. But I think the criticism that Rudy Gobert receives is some of the weakest commentary that I've ever heard. And the number of people that I've heard have this commentary who consistently prove that they just don't watch enough hoop. To talk about what Rudy is not is blinding a lot of people to what he actually is. And we think of big men, and you think of going back in the day, a Shaquille O'Neal, an Hakeem Olajuwon, a Patrick Ewing, even in today's NBA with a Joel Embiid and a Nikola Jokic. All-time skilled big men. You throw the ball to them in the post, they're going to make a move. They can front face you. They can hit the three, drive to the rim. They can play a physical brand of basketball, and these guys can even pass the rock at a high clip, where Nikola Jokic is just one of the league leaders in assists, much like a Sabonis in this day and age. So when you see a Rudy Gobert and his style is not aesthetically pleasing, and then you see the amount of money that he's making – and then you see what they traded for in order to acquire him here in Minnesota. And then you see the hardware with the Defensive Player of the Year. A lot of people are showing how the type of haters that they are. And I think Joel Embiid, going back to game five of this series when Nikola Jokic went off, Nikola Jokic is one of the all-time great players in this league. You know, Anthony Davis thought that he should have been in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. He was cooked by Nikola Jokic. All-time great offensive players are gonna go off. And when you replay that game, Gobert was contesting everything. Jokic was just going off, so it added fuel to the fire and added fodder for people to attack Rudy Gobert. But if you watch his game and what he does out there, basically as a free safety of the defense, he's the quarterback of the defense. His timing and affecting shots, what we'd like to call forcing neverminds when guys try to attack the rim. Sometimes he doesn't get a number of block shots just because guys choose not to attack him. And he gets out there on the perimeter and he buckles down and defends guys as a 7-2 guy. So, no, he's not a silky, smooth, back to the basket, I'm going to give you 30 and 15 in the paint. But what he does to help his team cannot be understated. And for all the folks who say they're better with him off the court, the Timberwolves are a plus 111 when Rudy Gobert is on the basketball court. You have to go deeper than just the numbers. And, oh, he had 8 points and 10 rebounds. Yeah, he's a scrub. No, you really have to appreciate the game and really watch enough Timberwolves basketball. Or Rudy Gobert when he was in Utah, where he received a lot of criticism also. But everything was funneled toward Rudy Gobert in Utah because there were no perimeter defenders on that squad. And so with this squad, one of the reasons that they're so special is that you have Rudy Gobert as a free safety and you have terrific perimeter defenders on the outside. And that's why the Timberwolves were able to hold one of the best offenses in the NBA and the Denver Nuggets under 100 points 3 times in the 7-game series in blowout fashion. Excuse me, 4 times.
Wolves television voice, Michael Grady here with us. Well, now we know what comes next. It's the Dallas Mavericks. What do you look forward to happening in this series?
What I appreciate with this Timberwolves run is the fact that I hope people are appreciating defense. And unlike one of the last great defensive teams that we saw in the league some 20 years ago, the Detroit Pistons with Chauncey Billups and Rip Hamilton and Ben Wallace, another 4-time Defensive Player of the Year winner. They were such a rugged and great defensive team, but I don't think anybody thought offense when they saw the Detroit Pistons. What's great about Minnesota is that you can appreciate the offense that Ant brings to the game, that Naz Reid brings off the bench, and, of course, Karl Anthony Towns. But you may come for the offense, but you may stay for the defense that they play out there. And what Jaden McDaniels is able to do defensively, Ant is a dog on the perimeter in a one-on-one situation. I mentioned Rudy Gobert already. Nikhil Alexander-Walker plays like a man possessed when he steps out there on the defensive end. I just hope people appreciate and enjoy watching what they do defensively, even though this has been a league that's been catering towards offense. So when I think about this series, I think of the offensive juggernauts that you have on the perimeter and Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, who I covered closely during my time in Brooklyn, going against Ant and Jaden McDaniels. Those four have already had some pretty outstanding, for those who have NBA League Pass, head-to-head matchups already. And to be able to see that over the course of a 7-game series, it's like, get your popcorn ready. It's going to be extremely fun to watch Kyrie Irving attempting to erupt, Luka Doncic attempting to erupt, and they're going to have their moments. You know, in the same way that Jokic looked like a man possessed in Game 5 of that second-round series, Luka's going to go off at times. Kyrie's going to go off at times. And then there's going to be other moments that they're going to get bottled up in a straitjacket. So I think that is going to be so fun to watch over the course of this series. It'll be a chess match, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, Michael, man, you've certainly had a great viewpoint all season long for what the Timberwolves have been able to do. We'll see what they do in this upcoming series. Where can people follow you and your work, man?
You can follow on Twitter at Grady, at G-R-A-D-Y. On Instagram, put a bunch of stuff out. The Michael Grady and on the Timberwolves accounts, we have interviews and stuff like that that's going up. So it's been a fun ride. I'm so happy for the fan base. I mean, they haven't seen this team, you know, win a playoff series in 20 years. They haven't seen them advance to the Western Conference Finals in 20 years. And to be down 20 in that third quarter and come back and win it, that was a fun plane ride back from Denver to Minnesota last night, and we got our popcorn ready for the Western Conference Finals.
That should be a fun one. Enjoy the ride, Michael. Appreciate the time and you joining.
Anytime. Appreciate you.
There you have it. That Michael Grady, Wolves television play-by-play voice. Yeah, this is a hell of a ride that the Timberwolves have been on. We really have to look back towards Kevin Garnett and Sam Cassell and Latrell Sprewell in the last time the Minnesota Timberwolves had any type of success like this, staring the NBA Finals in the face in the Western Conference Finals. And we'll have plenty of time to talk about what these Timberwolves will do against the Dallas Mavericks. We will certainly do so. If you want to holler at me, it's simple, 855-212-4227. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, speaking of defense, I didn't know you needed to be in a defensive stance at a NASCAR race, but there was some fists of flying yesterday. I'll fill you in on what's going on. We'll talk about the T-Wolves and the Mavs. We'll even get into the Pacers some more. We got a lot to do.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. The WNBA, the Indiana Fever, women's basketball fans, they hold their breath. Because Caitlin Clark, minutes ago, like while we were here in break, she had to exit the active game where the Fever are hosting the Connecticut Sun. She apparently looked like she sprained her ankle. And, you know, you can roll your ankle, you can sprain it. I don't know. Hickey, help me out. She sprained it forward, like her toe went forward and her ankle rolled. Or I don't know how to describe it.
It was like her front, like her toes got stuck. Right, she's running, her toes got like almost stuck in the ground, and like, you know, your foot comes forward without, basically your foot comes forward about like the back of your foot leading. Does that make, right? Is that any better than how you're
like
describing it?
Her knee went forward while her toes got kind of stuck. She's you know, typically you think you sprain your ankle on the side. You roll it, you know, your ankle goes to the outside and your foot goes in. Well, she sprained her ankle forward. I don't know how else to describe it. Kind of falling forward, tripping forward, and she was screaming in pain as she was on the floor. Her teammates had to help walk her off the court. She walked in pain off the court while they helped accompany her, and she's currently back in the tunnel. Holly Rowe from ESPN has reported that the athletic trainer just went and scooped up a crap ton of tape from the bench and immediately went to the back. So I guess that would bode for some good news, is they will attempt to, tape up Caitlin Clark's sprained ankle. But when she went down and the way she was screaming, you don't want to hope or think about anything. But the Golden Goose would have certainly been cooked, and it still might be. We don't know the status. Caitlin Clark back on the bench, actually just sat down on the bench, examining her tape. Hickey, she looked fine to me.
I just saw her spring up to get like a loose ball out of bounds. I mean, there was no limp. So hopefully, right, like a normal sprained ankle, we kind of play through it, but it shouldn't be that severe of an injury, at least from what it looks like now and how she's reacting.
Yeah, if you care about the score, the Connecticut Sun lead the Fever 41 to 36. Caitlin Clark in this game, having only played 11 minutes before exiting a few minutes ago, has 8 points on 2 of 6 shooting with 0 assists. So still getting acclimated to the professional game, but I would say that so far, not too shabby. I mean, it was just this past Saturday in New York City, in Brooklyn, where the Barclays Center was sold out. I believe they had the highest gate of a WNBA game ever. And when I say gate, that's the amount of money that they generate at the door. I think in excess of $2 million. She didn't have a bad game. 22 points, that's a career high. 8 assists. Still had 8 turnovers. And I think part of that is her teammates getting used to her and the system that they run, and also her being acclimated to the game. So I think Caitlin Clark has had a solid start so far this season, and it's good to know that after getting knocked the hell down and spraining that ankle, that Caitlin Clark is already back on the bench. And we talked about this in the break, Hickey. Like, there's nothing you can do. God forbid, all of these games that they are moving into these large arenas, they're doing it here in Atlanta, they're doing it in Las Vegas. If Caitlin Clark goes down, you're cooked. Everybody's just screwed. The money will have been made by the WNBA. You don't get the success of people watching her and falling in love with her play. And then you get a whole bunch of big empty arenas.
Yeah, it would be like you said. It would just be so disappointing. That's really the one thing we've not really talked about is the injury risk. And if she's out, like how that impacts, like you said, it kind of slows down right now the engine that's driving. I mean, selfishly, like I'd have tickets for she comes back to Brooklyn here in 2 weeks. I hope she's playing. I mean, that would kind of stink. Like, I'm assuming we'll still go.
You're going to go.
I would assume so. We got it for my mom as a birthday present. So, nice. Mother's Day present, I should say.
Beautiful,
so,
beautiful.
I assume we'll still go, but it definitely, I mean, it's a lot different, that's for sure. So, obviously, you know, she's struggling right now, but at least it's something to see her play in person. Hopefully, that at least we get to see that this year for the most part. A little scare, but it looks like, in terms of severe injury, and if you are going to a game anytime soon, looks, knock on wood, like you should be all right for right now.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark is, I think she's scheduled for 2 games here in Atlanta over the summer. I think maybe June, August. I don't know. I think they're 2 games. And, I mean, I'm going to go regardless. I got credentials, so it really doesn't matter to me. It sucks. But, like, even if she doesn't go, I'm not. Other people will sell their tickets. Because what was the first game this past Saturday? It was like $200 get-in price.
Oh, yeah, for the Liberty, it was very expensive. On a Saturday, like 1 o'clock, yeah.
Hey, that's how you make $2 million at the door.
You're right.
A $200 get-in price? Well, let's say there was another game, and then all of a sudden she sprained her ankle and was not going to be able to play. Like, what could you even get for that on resale? Like, $10? $5? Is that just an L?
I think you just said it right there. That's an L.
There's nothing. Nobody's buying that ticket.
I mean, if you bought it for $200 and you want to try to resell for $20, I guess go for it and get something back.
Right.
But that's a sunk cost right there.
Yeah, that's done. And, you know, not to look at basketball like fighting, but that happens a lot in boxing and combat sports and MMA. A guy goes down and he can't perform. You know, they suffer an injury in camp or they pull this. Like, it's one thing to have a 10-fight card. People are showing up primarily for the main event. There might be 2 or 3, sometimes max, 3 max fights that you're showing up for, and the card is like 10 fights, 10, 12 fights. You got your next-door neighbor in the opening fight. You got a prospect open. The arena is still empty. You got friends and family, and then by the time you get to the main event, you know, the place is packed out. I mean, it's, you know, card subject to change depending on who goes down and who gets hurt. And we've seen entire boxing cards get canceled because a player, or not a player, but a fighter. They don't play boxing. A fighter goes down and the whole card is wiped out because of that one key person. We know the NBA, hey, one guy being out is not going to stop the show. And that's one of the issues that the NBA has had over the years is that with load management, you got people who are buying money or spending money to see a Steph Curry, a LeBron James, or whoever it might be, and that guy ain't playing. At least you still have other amazing competitive dudes on the floor. For the most part, anybody on an NBA court is capable of going off and giving you a show. And the WNBA, yeah, it's something that's going through a little bit of a resurgence right now, a big resurgence, and a lot of that is based around Caitlin Clark. And so, yeah, the injury factor hasn't hit because she hasn't been hurt. I mean, as long as she's been in the public eye, she's been out there. We haven't heard about injuries. Hey, but hey, you in the big leagues now, playing against grown women. You're still small. Gonna have to gain weight, get bigger, stronger, like anybody else maturing in a sport. So, hey, good luck to Caitlin Clark. And I got to tell you, if there's one person, not that you want to wish or hope an injury, I hope nobody gets hurt. We know people will. For the WNBA's sake, I hope that Caitlin Clark just goes through this season healthy. That's it. That'd be excellent for the league. It'd be a massive disappointment if Caitlin Clark had to go down due to an injury. Thank God with a sprained ankle, looks like she'll be back in action momentarily. The Fever are leading the Sun 42-41. Looks like they'll give her a little bit of a break before they hit halftime. A little bit more rest before she gets back out there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Michael Grady from the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's their television play-by-play man. Thank you to Michael for joining us this hour. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, Eddie Gill from the Pacers. He's their analyst as well. He's going to join us in the next hour. And then, you know, let's talk about these Wolves and the Mavs. Because the Mavs got rid of OKC. Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving actually get along. And what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you what I think on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. And oh yeah, I didn't forget about them NASCAR guys fighting. I'm going to get to that. Don't move.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Instacart shopper thoughts.
How do they know exactly when this milk will expire? Does a milk sommelier take a sip and just like, no? Am I knocking on this melon to check its freshness or because I want to play the bongos? A little of both. Does bagging groceries teach you patience? Yes. Planning? Yep. How to build a cereal box fortress? You have no idea.
Download the Instacart app and we'll overthink shopping for you.